The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, haere mai. Welcome along, Hatu is in the house. From my house to your house, whether you're in the dog house, the poor house, the nut house, the murder house, parliament house, or the house of the rising sun, we'll be dealing with some of the important issues of the day, local, regional, national, and international, plus sampling some of the most amazing local talent, and dipping into a few tracks you may or may not have ever heard before. So buckle up and stay tuned for the next half hour, because Hatu is in the fire. Hatu is in the house. Proudly sponsored by Taste of Turkey, Motueka's authentic traditional Turkish kitchen, 92 High Street. And the 2023 Motueka AMP show, Saturday, 2nd December, at the Marchwood Park Showgrounds. Be there, okay?
Floating down on the river. running down to the sea. Every magical moment in the Motueka Valley. I take some time to feel the sunshine and take a look at the trees. Winding down to the ocean, so very special to see. From Kohatu to Kaiteri Teri, from Kohatu to Kaiteri, from Kohatu to Kaiteri Teri, from Kohatu to Kaiteri, from Kohatu to Kaiteri Teri, from Kohatu to Kaiteri, from Kohatu to Kaiteri Teri, from Kohatu.
So that's a song about where we live, and you know, speaking of Kohatu to Kaiteri Teri, that's the road you'll use to get to the Ngāti Moti Festival, which is coming up on the 22nd of October. And speaking of the Ngāti Moti Festival, we're going to have a chat with Ali Turner, the principal of the Ngāti Moti School. So I've got Ali Turner on the line, and I believe Ali's the principal of the Ngāti Moti School. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, so I'm the principal here at Ngāti Moti.
Kia ora, welcome. So the Ngāti Moti Festival, is it? It's called the Festival or the Fair?
It's called the Ngāti Moti Festival.
Ngāti Moti Festival.
Yeah, well, actually, the Sunday of Labour Weekend.
Oh, the Sunday of Labour
Weekend. Okay.
On the 22nd.
22nd of October.
Okay. And maybe you can tell me a little bit about the history of the Ngāti Moti Festival, mm-hmm. and kind of what the purpose of it is. And
sure. So the Ngāti Moti Festival, this is the 21st festival that we have had running, so it's been going for quite a long time. It was originally set up by our parents group and the parent community here as our single fundraiser for school and also for the community. So we engage a number of people from the community who come and support. And it started off as a fundraiser. However, it's morphed into something bigger and better than just a fundraiser. It's a big connection day for people to come out of their winter hibernation and catch up with friends and family and neighbours and reconnect really after winter. Still a fundraiser, of course. But
now, are there other sponsors to the festival other than the people who are attending?
What, I'm not quite sure what you mean. What other sponsors? TDC helps support us. Tasman District Council helps support us. With traffic management and things like that. Is that what you mean?
All those things help, just to give a little bit of acknowledgement to those who, put the time in and the effort.
Yeah.
And and the entry fee is, as usual, it's a gold coin donation or $2?
It's a gold coin koha. That all helps because we do have lots of free entertainment. Our aim is for people to be able to come along and not spend some money, but not spend all their money, because we do have lots of free entertainment, such as the animal petting tent, where you can play with lots of baby animals for hours on end, or you can listen to live music for hours on end. There's lots of things that you can do that's free. Wandering around the craft stores, seeing what's on offer. Of course, there's lots of things you can pay for as well, such as bidding at the silent auction or going to the treasure trove and finding some second-hand goodies. We have our fantastic plant stall that is looking really good this year. Kids have been growing plants with help from some of the parents. So there's lots of things you can spend money on, but the $2 koha entry is really just to, you know, cover a few costs and means that you do get lots of free entertainment as well once you're in the gate.
Have you got an idea of the entertainment lineup as far as the music and people we know?
Yeah, there might be some that you know here. So lots of bands. So we've got an alternative rock band that starts us off, Serenity Now. And we've got Rinholio, so there are blues and originals there. Kath B will be coming back again. I'm not sure how many festivals Kath has entertained at, but she's been a regular here at Ngāti Moti. We've got Imperfect Circles, which is actually one of the Motueka High School bands. We've got the local marimba band, Zambuku, who have been also coming to our festival and supporting us for many years. We've got the Screaming Skittles, and we've got the Hamilton Jet Fighters. We've got an awesome group this time called Gutter Love, which is very high energy. And also on stage we have a presenter of a new book for a book launch, which is called Derek the Hungry Sheep. And this book is a lovely book written by one of the families who used to live here in Ngāti Moti. They've since moved away, but they still support our festival, and they're launching this lovely new picture book that's happening at the festival. What else have we got? We've got lots of entertainment with our fire crew that always come out and do some great fire demonstrations. Children can have a turn at squirting a fire hose, all these sort of things for free. They can crawl through an imitation house on smoky area, so they get an idea of getting down and low. I'm trying to think what else I've got for entertainment here. There's lots of things at the kids' zone. So
right.
All sorts of games and things at the kids' zone. Bouncy castles, jeeps to ride, all those sorts of things.
Any of the circus performers?
We don't actually have Twisty Twins this year.
Oh, that's a shame.
So they're in the North Island this year, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sure they'd...
Lots of other things happening, though. Lots of other things that are on all day long. So the wood choppers are a huge draw card. Lots of people enjoy watching the wood choppers, and they'll be here again. That's part of the official circuit of wood chopping.
And there's oftentimes there's been a barbecue sort of pig on a spit.
Yes.
That's going to be back.
All those traditional country foods. So we've got a massive number of different foods on offer. We've got curries, and we've got spit roasts, yes, and we've got our lovely cafe with homemade cakes and baking and things. It's always a real hit. So, yeah, there's lots of different foods on offer. The school makes curry and does the pig and the lamb spit, and the cafe, and then we invite other external food stalls, so it gives us a really nice array of food. Yep.
Now, I'm going to guess that the entertainment is going to kick off right around 10 o'clock.
It'll kick off at 10 o'clock.
And go through...
10 o'clock till 4 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah. We invite buskers to Harmony, just out of interest there, so
okay.
If anybody out there who'd like to busk, you're invited as well.
Oh, thanks.
Little spots around the grounds, not near the stage, that, you know, a bit of acoustic or some other sort of music is
right.
Welcome.
And the Ngāti Moti School is the location.
Yes,
and
right. And also the reserve, the Tasman District Council Reserve, which is right next door.
Right. And how far is that from Motueka?
From Motueka, we're 20 kilometres following up the beautiful Motueka Valley. And as you follow up, you might see a few scarecrows jumping out at you that are part of our advertising ploy.
That's one of the features of the Ngāti Moti Festival that I find quite interesting.
Quirky
artisanship. I see one up the Graham. There's a sort of a merry-go-round that someone has built.
There's a fantastic big Ferris wheel construction up there, isn't there?
Someone yeah, it's a Ferris
time
wheel,
and
right?
Energy into that.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's and there's a story behind them. So sometimes the scarecrows have stories behind them. And the story behind the Ferris wheel one is you can be up or down or black and white or you know, but it's we're all in this world going around together, and so it's about peace and harmony, really.
Good one. Mm. So. That would be the 22nd of October?
Sunday, the 22nd of October, from and 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.
At the Natimoti School grounds and the reserve next door?
Correct, yeah.
So be there.
Yes, be there. Bring lots of cash, because cash is gold.
All right.
We've got, yeah, bring cash. And if you want to bring your own plates and cups and things, our aim is to be zero waste. So it's appreciated if you can bring your own plates, cups, cutlery, or use our recycling facilities on the ground, or take your own waste away with you. So our aim is to be zero waste if possible.
And the silent auction,
yes.
Do people come and bring things to be auctioned off as a donation to the cause there? Is that how it works?
Yes, so we've had fantastic businesses. Lots of people and businesses have donated. My principal's office here, I'm surrounded by lots of goodies here. I'm looking at paint roller kits. I'm looking at jewellery. I'm looking at backpacks. I'm looking at a robot, solar robot toy. I'm looking at a beautiful piece of art. You know, we've got all sorts of things donated already that are coming in by local businesses from all around. So that's the silent auction that finishes at 3 o'clock. They call it, close the doors at 3 o'clock and work out the highest bids on each auction item.
Very good. Well, we will look forward to seeing everyone there.
Can I just add two more words?
Okay.
Two more activities.
Oh.
I'm just looking here on the list. So something that's going to be lots of fun this time is I think it's a duo, but it could be a small group called Public Nuisance, that they are hobby horse riders playing accordions. So there could be quite a lot of fun, bit of entertainment there, the hobby horse riding, playing an accordion, pretty skilled people. And also our cowpat bingo. Can't forget our cowpat bingo, which is always a great, great fun activity, which is over near the animal tent up in the shade of the reserve.
Wonderful. Well, absolutely looking forward to a great day out on the day before Labor Day, on
the
22nd of October at Natimoti, and hope to see everyone there.
Thank you very much for your support, Harmony.
It's cheers.
Another great day.
Radio. Ka kite. Now, also on Sunday, the 22nd of October, starting at about 7 o'clock, we've got a fish and chips night with a movie at the Ruby Bay store. So fish and chips from the Ruby Bay kitchen and movie at the Ruby Bay store, $20 special for both. The movie is a classic New Zealand directed movie called Mr. Wrong, which happens to be one of Quentin Tarantino's favorite movies. And it's rated M. Now, if you just want to come for the movie, it's going to start around 7:30, and that'll be $15 for the movie, or $12 if you got a gold card. So that's on Sunday night after the Natimoti Festival. Ruby Bay store is Mr. Wrong. So come and check that out. Just a bit of a disclaimer here. This episode will replay on Monday the 23rd and on Labor Day. So if you didn't get to the festival yesterday, you just heard what you missed. And also the movie, same thing. So those items are actually going to be on Sunday the 22nd. So keep that in mind. Speaking of Kath B, let's have a listen to one of her tracks. This one's called Sprinkle a Little Sunshine.
If you're starting to think that the clouds are here to stay,
if you're starting to think that they'll never go away,
if you're starting to think that the sky is always grey, well hold on.
If you're starting to think that the rain will never stop,
if you're starting to think it gets worse with every drop,
if you're starting to think it's the same thing every day,
well hold on, hey, hey, hey. Sprinkle a little sunshine over you, sprinkle a little yellow on your blue, sprinkle a little sunshine on your day, and pretty soon things will go your way.
If you're starting to think that the moon has lost its glow,
if you're starting to think that the stars will never show,
if you're starting to think that you're lost in the Milky Way,
well hold on. If you're starting to think that you're running out of puff,
if you're starting to think that you've really had enough,
take a deep breath, shake it off, join in and say, shine over you, sprinkle a little yellow on your blue, sprinkle a little sunshine on your day, and pretty soon things will go your way.
We all feel a little down sometimes,
we
all feel a little sad, our smile turns upside down sometimes. We feel good and sometimes bad.
All you gotta do is sprinkle a little sunshine over you, sprinkle a little yellow on your blue, sprinkle a little sunshine on your day, and pretty soon things will go your way. Sprinkle a little sunshine.
And that was Kath B, and Kath B is one of our Fresh FM volunteer program makers. She has a show Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 to 8 called Kath B's Kids Mix. So check her out there, and I think she's just finished an album with Susie Cato, and they've played over in Golden Bay like last weekend. So check out Kath B at the Nati Moti Festival. And here's a bit of Mean Mary, sung about a guitar.
Louisiana, where as swampy as the land, red cotton falls like snow, where alligators swing, mosquitoes drink, and wild things love to grow. It was past midnight, I had one headlight and my gas pedal on the floor. I was tired of watching clocks and taking hard knocks and locking my dreams in a drawer. Up ahead in the night, a deer took flight as a warm rain started to fall. Heard my tire squeal as I jerked the wheel and drove straight into an oak tree wall. My head in a daze, I escaped through a maze of busted steel and glass. Silk pantyhose with holes in the toes, I started running through the tall wet grass. Saw a house all alone, as bare as a bone, like someone had thrown it away. It reeked of smoke and the glare that choked memories of a bad weather today. I stood at the door, soaked to my core and feeling just a little insane. When the door opened wide, a man stood inside and said, "Coming out of the rain, oh, coming out of the rain." His eyes were dark, like the eyes of a shark, and his face was neither young nor old. I paused for a beat before moving my feet and crossing that wide threshold. It was a summer night and a fire burned bright, but I began to shiver and shake. He gave me a coat of fur, a smile demure, and a plate full of devil's food cake. He sat down on a chair like a lion in his lair and lit up a thin cigar. With an air of conceit, reached down by his feet and picked up a red guitar. He ran his hands down the strings like his fingers were wings, and a strange silence fell. He said, "This is my story, my life and my glory. Oh, this is my sweet Jezebel." Jezebel was slim with ebony trim, and I stared in wonder and awe. Her neck was inlaid with pearl and jade, and I couldn't find one single flaw. It started to play, I started to pray, as that fire burned hotter than hell. And I could feel a hole burning clear through my soul as I listened to sweet Jezebel. Listen to sweet Jezebel. Disguise was a song of sweet Jezebel. Like a siren of the sea, she sang it to me, and each note was calling my name. And the harder I fought, the closer I got to standing in that red hot flame. A faint morning glow through a dusty window washed over me like a flood, and the song of a sparrow came straight as an arrow through that guitar red as blood. There was fear and surprise in those cold shark eyes as I reached for sweet Jezebel. And the flames leapt higher as straight in the fire I threw that guitar back to hell. I threw that guitar back to hell. That had choked the fire that flamed from the crash. I jumped from my seat away from that heat and kneeled on that rain-soaked ground. I prayed till I cried, till the fear in me died, and on that lonely road I was found. Oh, never again will I be taken in by a stranger in the night. I take the path and arrow, and the song of a sparrow leads me straight into the arms of the light. But sometimes in the dark I see the eyes of a shark, and I'm lost in a dream for a spell. Before I can wake, I eat devil's food cake and hear again sweet Jezebel. I hear again sweet Jezebel.
So, there it is, our show for this week. And a big thank you and shout out to our guests, our wonderful sponsors, Taste of Turkey, Mutawaika's traditional Turkish kitchen at 92 High Street, in the best wheat town here in the Nelson-Tasman region, and the Mutawaika AMP show, Saturday, 2nd of December, 2023, at our own Marchwood Park. And of course to you, the audience here at Fresh FM, 104.8 FM in Nelson-Tasman, 107.2 FM in the Nelson CBD, 95.0 FM in Eastern Golden Bay, and 88.9 FM in Marlborough. These shows repeat the following week of broadcast and can also be found by going to freshfm.net and search Hatu in the House, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, or iHeartRadio. Kakiteano.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.